This tape contains yours truly, Olga, for broadcast, first of all, on the 16th of June, Father's Day 1974, and to be retained for archives for a similar occasion. Hello, everyone. This is yours truly, Olga. Today is Father's Day, and some people may decry the commercial aspects of Mother's Day and Father's Day, the promotion to stimulate sales in various stores. But if these observances do nothing else, they more than justify themselves by serving to remind us of God's fourth commandment. Indeed, every day should be her and his day. We set this day aside to give our gratitude and praise to one who is so generous yet silent in his ways. The father of the family, the master of the house, whose voice may be atomic but is heard just like a mouse. Who likes to think he is the boss but always is on hand to do the greatest favor or to meet the least demand. He has to match his monthly pay with all the bills there are, including life insurance and, sometimes, upkeep of a car. And as he tries to do his best, according to his way, may God be extra good to him on this, his Father's Day. Thank you. This dear little poem by Edgar Guest, I think, voices the thoughts of a man as he watches his children, perhaps one little child, grow. It's called Couldn't Live Without You. You're just a little fellow with a lot of funny ways. Just 3'6" of mischief set with eyes that fairly blaze. You're always up to something with those busy hands of yours, and you leave a trail of ruin on the walls and on the doors. And I wonder, as I watch you and your curious tricks I see, whatever is the reason that you mean so much to me? You're just a chubby rascal with a grin upon your face, just a few years of gladness and a hard and trying case. You think the world's your playground, and in all you say and do, you fancy everybody ought to bow and scrape to you. Dull care's a thing you laugh at just as though 'twill never be. So I wonder, little fellow, why you mean so much to me. Now your face is smeared with candy, or perhaps it's only dirt, and it's really most alarming how you tear your little shirt. But I have to smile upon you, and with all your willful ways, I'm certain that I need you round about me all my days. Yes, I've got to have you with me, for somehow it's come to be that I couldn't live without you, for you're all the world to me.
There he sits with a pen and a yellow pad. What a handsome lad, that's my boy. B-R-L-F-Q spells mom and dad. Well, that ain't too bad, 'cause that's my boy. Well, you can have your TV and your nightclubs, and you can have your driving picture show. I'll stay here with my little man near. We'll listen to the radio, biding my time and watching Scotty grow. Making a castle out of building blocks and a cardboard box, that's my boy. Mickey Mouse says it's 13 o'clock. Well, that's quite a shock, but that's my boy. In 4 short years I've gone from rags to riches, and what I did before that I don't know. So let it rain on my windowpane, I got my own rainbow, and we're sitting here shining, watching Scotty grow. Riding on Daddy's shoulders off to bed, old sleepy head, that's my boy. Gotta have a drink of water and a story read, a teddy bear named Fred, that's my boy. What's that you say, Mama? Come on and keep your feet warm. Well, save me a place, I'll be there in a minute or so. I think I'll stay right here and say a little prayer before I go. Me and God are watching Scotty grow. Me and God are watching Scotty grow.
Me and God watching Scotty grow. Or Tom, Dick, Harry, whatever your boy is, Dad, I know what a joy it is, what anticipation there is in your heart. Some of your hopes will not be realized, but then watch that child grow, give him the best father possible there is in you, and whether he materializes to be the kind of person you visualize right now or not, the not will probably be a person that you'll be just as proud of. So watch your particular Scotty grow. Here's a beautiful little thing by Irma Bombeck called When God Made a Father. When the good Lord was creating fathers, he started with a tall frame. And a female angel nearby said, "What kind of father is that? If you're going to make children so close to the ground, why have you put father up so high? He won't be able to shoot marbles without kneeling, tuck a child in bed without bending, or even kiss a child without a lot of stooping." And God smiled and said, "Yes, but if I make him child size, whom would children have to look up to?" And when God made a father's hands, they were large and sinewy. The angel shook her head and said, "Large hands can't manage diaper pins, small buttons, rubber bands, or ponytails, or remove splinters caused by makeshift cricket bats." And God smiled and said, "I know, but they're large enough to hold everything a small boy empties from his pockets, yet small enough to cup a child's face in." And then God molded long, slim legs and broad shoulders. "Do you realize you just made a father without a lap?" the angel asked. And God said, "A mother needs a lap. A father needs strong shoulders to pull a little truck along, to balance a boy on a bicycle, or to hold a sleepy head on the way home from the pictures." God was in the middle of creating two of the largest feet anyone had ever seen when the angel could contain herself no longer. "That's not fair. Do you honestly think those large boats are going to dig out of bed early in the morning when the baby cries? Or walk through a small birthday party without crushing at least three of the guests?" God smiled and said, "They'll work. You'll see. They'll support a small child who wants a ride, to ride a horse to Banbury Cross, or scare off mice in the cabin, or display shoes that will be a challenge to fill." And God worked throughout the night, giving the father few words, but a firm, authoritative voice, eyes that saw everything but remained calm and tolerant. Finally, almost as an afterthought, he added, "Tears." And then he turned to the angel and said, "Now, are you satisfied that he can love as much as a mother?" And the angel said no more.
Thank you.
No doubt about it. Fathers get a ragging from the children, most especially the sons. And here, through the words of Edgar Guest, a father replies to his son, in which he says, "The times have proved my judgment bad. I followed foolish hopes in vain. And as you look upon your dad, you see him commonplace and plain. No brilliant wisdom I enjoy. The jests I tell have grown to bore you. But just remember this, my boy, 'twas I who chose your mother for you. Against the blunders I have made and all the things I've failed to do, the weaknesses which I've displayed, this fact remains forever true. This to my credit still must stay, and don't forget it, I implore you. Whatever else you think or say, 'twas I who chose your mother for you." Chuckle at times behind my back about the ties and hats I wear. Sound judgment I am known to lack, smile at the ancient views I air. Say if you will, I'm often wrong, but with my faults thrown out before you, remember this your whole life long, 'twas I who chose your mother for you. Your life from babyhood to now has known the sweetness of her care. Her tender hand has soothed your brow, her love gone with you everywhere. Through every day and every night, you've had an angel to adore you. So bear in mind, I once was right. 'Twas I who chose your mother for you. Another tribute to Dad on Father's Day. Only a dad with a tired face coming home from the daily race, bringing little of gold or fame to show how well he has played the game, but glad in his heart that his own rejoice to see him come and to hear his voice. Only a dad with a brood of four, one of 10,000 men or more, plodding along in the daily strife, bearing the whips and the scorns of life, with never a whimper of pain or hate for the sake of those who at home await. Only a dad, neither rich nor proud, merely one of the surging crowd, toiling, striving from day to day, facing whatever may come his way, silent whenever the harsh condemn, and bearing it all for the love of them. Only a dad, but he gives his all to smooth the way for his children small, doing with courage stern and grim the deeds that his father did for him. This is the line that to him I send, only a dad, but the best of men. There's no doubt about it that we all need a father, and fathers need a father. And so this prayer of Peter Marshall, I think, is appropriate in bringing this program to an end on Father's Day. Father, teach me that as thy child, worry has no place in my life. I know that it helps nothing. I know that by worrying, I cannot add a single cubic to my stature. I know that fretting overcomes no difficulty. Often in the past, Father, I have come to thee with heavy heart and burdened life, and thou hast answered my prayers and graciously lifted the burden from me. Yet with a strange perversion, I still refuse to leave my burdens with thee. Always I gather them up, those heavy bundles of fears and anxieties, and shoulder them again. Do now for what I cannot do for myself. With thou, break these habit patterns, reverse the direction of my negative thoughts, dear Father, and lift from me once again all anxieties and apprehensions.